in Asia pre-match warm-up. Derby County very much on the horizon. Ian Ryan, Shadrick Iqbal, Andy Bell and Neil Atkinson all in the studio. We will get the opposition view a little bit later on. But Neil, Derby County feels like a little bit of a footnote at the minute. The Reds have got themselves knee deep in all kinds of other news. That said, there's a game of football to be won. Liverpool are the holders of this competition. And actually, you don't want to find yourself going out at the first opportunity to lower league opposition.
No, but I think the other thing of this is that is when the fourth round is. So the fourth round game for, you know, in years gone by, and we could say right now, listen, priorities top four, priorities European competition, etc., etc. That's the chat we always have. But the big thing is it actually gives you the competitive game before the Boxing Day game. If you go through, you've got a competitive game before the Boxing Day game.
Right.
Yeah, so it's played that week. So it's played the Tuesday, Wednesday after the World Cup final, before Christmas. And Liverpool are already, there's already rumours that they might play a game whilst they're on the camp, etc., etc. But you, in an ideal world, you don't go back into that Boxing Day game cold. I think, you know, it's heavily ironic that you might actually end up with a lot of the Premier League teams that go through picking really strong fourth round EFL Cup teams off the basis of the fact that you'll want to get 90 minutes into a number of players' legs who just haven't had it for God knows how long. So, yeah, I think it is. It's a game that Liverpool will want to win, obviously. I mean, it feels trite as an observation. They are the holders. I think that's all in there as well. But I think there is something else in this, which is right now we're looking at a lot of footballers who are on the knees, who could do with a break, who've really been put through the mill. But the flip side of that is in 6 weeks' time, we'll be talking about a gang of footballers who haven't played a competitive game for 6 weeks, who could really do with one. So I think Liverpool will want to see themselves through. And then from there, with a bit of luck, you're then talking about getting to the fifth round. You're getting talking about, I think that's the quarter-final stage of this competition. And then sort of, you're not far away from saying, well, should we just go and try and win it again? So I think it's the way in which, ultimately, in a really weird way, I think the World Cup's actually, what it's done to the schedule, will actually end up adding lustre to the EFL Cup this season, when normally you'd say it was the absolute opposite.